You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter Maya has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Now, these families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday afternoon. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Funding for schools, childcare, and the UW system are the reason why negotiations between the two sides broke down. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education enough, and Republicans claimed the state couldn't afford what Evers wants. Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed three or four times throughout the day. The hearing finally began last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night. We'll have more on their proposal in our later newscasts. We're expecting large crowds for the No Kings protest in Madison tomorrow. There are demonstrations planned all over the country by advocacy group 5051, and at last check, there are almost 60 planned in Wisconsin alone. Madison's is expected to be pretty big. Madison police tell us they're expecting a busy day downtown. Police have been meeting daily all week to prepare. The special events team will be patrolling Saturday. They have extra training in crowd control. An MPD spokesperson told me, quote, "We are expecting nothing but peaceful protests." End quote. In Dane County, protests are also planned in Stoughton and McFarland. Meanwhile, a judge has ruled President Donald Trump must give back control of the National Guard to California Governor Gavin Newsom after the president called up the troops in response to protests there, and Wisconsin helped defend California. Attorney General Josh Call joined a group of attorneys general filing briefs pushing back against the military order, calling it not normal. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argued that states need control of their National Guard units so they can perform other vital safety services. And the man who pleaded guilty to the sexual assault of a UW-Madison student, which put fear into the whole campus community, will spend decades behind bars. Brandon Thompson pleaded guilty to the 2023 attack where he sexually assaulted a woman and broke her jaw, causing a brain bleed. Thompson was sentenced yesterday to 30 years in prison. And switching gears, graduations continue today for Madison students. East and La Follette High Schools have their ceremonies later today. Tomorrow, Memorial and West will hold theirs. All four ceremonies today and tomorrow will be held at the Kohl Center. Congrats, class of 2025. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. Started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration, and I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, says she was told not to visit the set of Anyone But You by none other than her boyfriend, Glenn Powell. Paris appeared on the Too Much podcast on Tuesday. Paris said that Powell and the producers of the film wanted people to think there was something going on between the two to help promote the movie. That is when she drew the line and broke it off with Powell. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between a rom-com on or off screen. Somehow, David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is only getting an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because Letterman is a legend, and Netflix knows it too. The streamer has renewed the critically acclaimed, at least 81%, show for a fifth season. The show won a 2024 Emmy for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Letterman is older, but still in rare form, and even a better interviewer on this show than he was on his late night talker. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.